Welcome to Everyday Drinkers, episode number 26, the Mojito, the Cuban Mint Julep. We ask that you respect the laws, drink responsibly, and always, always limit yourself to two shots of Baron Jaeger per night. I'm your host, Derek Silver. And I have with me today Doug, Dave, and Luke, my esteemed drinking colleagues, and we're going to do some mojitos, and it's going to be rad. Radical. It's awesome.
Hello.
So you're bringing that back, huh?
Rad. I brought it back, dude. Sorry,
I bring
here.
It back every day at work. It's awesome.
See, he got it from me. Like,
that's awesome.
No, I didn't. I got it from one of my assistant managers.
Who got it from me?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you didn't.
No. I don't know. I'm pretty sure you're probably right. My bad. I don't know what I was thinking. So what we're going to do is we're gonna do some little history of mojitos. We're going to do a little making of mojitos. I think everybody's made one. I brought up with me to my studio everything I need to make at least 6 mojitos. Hopefully I don't get that far because that'd be insane. Insane. Now, I just did... On Common Man Cocktails, this weekend we taped the mojito, so I had to go out and buy some more Gosling's Black Seal, and I ran out of 10 cane rum, and I can't seem to find it anywhere. So, what do you guys, since we're all doing mojitos, we might have different, first off, we could have different recipe measurements, because I didn't put any recipes in here, notice, for the mojito, and everybody seems to have figured it out. Is anybody using Premix?
No.
Nope.
All right. So... Dave?
Rock on.
Yeah. All right, so we have no... I'm going to assume Dave said no because he hasn't said anything, or is he...
I did say no.
Okay. And
listen to me. What did I tell you about not listening to me?
Well, if you talked over somebody...
Hey, hey.
Skype listens...
You just make me angry.
Yes. Great. He gets ornery when he has mojitos. So
that loud?
Wait.
Actually, mojitos are very therapeutic. You get to mash shit. It's
yeah.
It's good.
Except for apparently somebody shakes their mojitos.
Yeah, I do.
Good.
Recipe does say to shake.
It's mulling in the shaker.
Oh, you're beating the crap out of it with the ice? That works.
Yep.
Apparently.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, no masturbation
shit.
For you.
Cold.
So what do you guys have? Since everybody's going to have a slightly different recipe, more than likely, because there's just so many. The ingredients are all common. We're going to use mints. We're going to use limes. We're going to use rum. And the last ingredient, which I'm not sure what people are using, is sugars, simple syrups, agave nectar. There's different things you can use for sweeteners. And then on top of which, the big difference is going to be the rums. So I have two rums I brought. Is rums correct, Dave? Is that the right pluralization of rums, or is it rum?
Got me.
All right, see? Just trying to see if I had a dangling participle again. Okay, so
actually,
I have...
hold on. Before you start on that...
You're going to wiki it?
I just... No. I just want to make sure that everybody understands that if it wasn't for 15th century through 18th century slave trade, there would be no rum.
So by proxy,
you're saying it was okay. I'm just saying.
Wow. I should be arrested for some sort of war crime by drinking a mojito. Oh, my God. Okay. I guess we're all criminals here, or slavers. So I have an American-made rum. So then I guess I'm okay because I'm using Addie's rum. Is one of my rums. That's my light rum. Made in Pennsylvania. Donate $2 every time you buy it to the men and women in the armed forces. So I guess I'm not only in the slave trade, but I'm promoting war. I have also, I think this is from Bermuda. Yep. A Gosling's Black Seal Bermuda Black Rum, which is uber awesome. It's a dark rum. This is actually what I prefer for mojitos because of its complexities. It's also good with a dark and stormy, which I had a couple of before the show, with
nice.
Bermuda's beer. Ginger beer, so that was pretty good. Never had one of those. So
was it wicked spicy?
It was wicked gingery.
Nah, it should be like hot. Hot, spicy, hot.
It might have been.
I can't remember. Ginger beer.
It was pretty intense if you just drank the beer. Like, I tried the beer. It was like right up in your grill.
Okay, sweet.
Like grill piece, like punch you right in the face and pull off a testicle type, like just attack.
Yeah, I'll kick in the dick.
All right.
If you're gonna pull off a testicle, that's kind of like monkey fighting.
All right.
Like that chimpanzee that went, you know, ape shit literally and started ripping up that chick's head.
Well,
I thought it was monkey fighting when Claude started to be thrown.
You know what? It's not really monkey fighting. It's more like just monkey kicking someone's ass.
Monkeying around.
You don't really have a prayer if you're going up against a monkey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
I got long
Depends
arms.
On the kind of monkey, I would imagine.
Yeah, I could fight a monkey. Give me a little chimpanzee. I'll kick that thing right in the head.
Spider monkey?
Spider monkey?
There you go.
Sea monkey? Dude, I totally own a sea monkey. So I'm like, a bam!
So we're going to have to do the monkey fighting league.
Oh, no.
Cody. MMA is old school at this point. We need to get other species involved.
This is true. This is true. I totally agree. We could do some monkey fighting. But before we do that, I wanted to finish off on some mojitos. Is that cool?
Go. Yeah.
I didn't want to like do too much monkey fighting because, you know, this is not monkey fighting podcast. So, Doug,
when does that start, though?
That'd be the monkey fighting podcast. I don't even know what it would be, but besides monkey fighting, it would be cool. I get the domain.
Okay,
what do you got for rums there, Douglas?
I have the Captain Morgan Silver Spiced Rum.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you have Cruisin'. No, you have Appleton's, Appleton Estate. That's what you used for the first episode we did with the rum, right?
Yes. Appleton's.
You probably drank that by now. It's been a year and a half.
I was going for aesthetic here.
Aesthetic. So you're going for, you wanted to like just kick it old school?
I wanted to make sure that it any color that this drink had was because of the mint.
Okay, that's different. Okay, so I don't have that problem because mine is dark because I'm using dark rum. So you're going, there is some aesthetics to the quality of clear mojitos when you do that. When the mints kind of rise off the bottom a little bit and you get a cool, well, for you, they're all dead because you beat the shit out of them with your shaker. So
that I did.
Okay, so and then you just go clear with. Now you also picked, I'm guessing, Captain Morgan because Captain could be a pirate, and pirates could have been what helped invent the mojito. So I like the theme you got building there.
And pirates are just pretty kick ass.
Right, right. You can never go wrong with the pirate or fighting monkey, for that matter.
Going to my opening comments on rum, everybody has some kind of Caribbean thing going on.
This is true.
Because without the sugar plantations, which were able to be run because of the slaves, we have rum. So,
well, they would have been run anyway. They just wouldn't have been as big, like cotton, right? We wouldn't have as much, but people could still pick cotton. You don't have to employ slaves to do it. It just would cost you more money, and the margins wouldn't be as good.
And use the "you don't have to have slaves to pick cotton" theme. I mean, if you want to keep going there.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, the margins wouldn't be as good because you'd end up paying, right? And anytime you employ free labor, you always get better margins. So you get that going for you. Luke, what type of rum are you employed with?
I have the classic Bacardi and the Cruzan Black Cherry Rum.
Oh, nice. I should have brought my Parrot Bay Mango. I don't think that's around here.
I saw that and I considered it, but I went with the other two instead.
All right, cool. So I think is it Cruzan? I think it's Cruisin', but that's what I was told when I was corrected.
I wanted to sound a lot classier than I am, so I said Cruisin'.
Yeah, Cruisin', yeah. Or something like that. Actually, I'm working to get some contacts with them so that I can get them to sponsor a couple of my episodes, so that would be cool.
Oh, great. So I actually have to pronounce it right?
No. You don't really have to pronounce anything. You can call it monkey fighting for all I care, because like, they're not going to worry about you. They're really into the video stuff more than
I picked up the bottle of the monkey fighting black cherry rum.
That's awesome.
I'm so going to buy that.
I'm going right now. See you guys later. No, just kidding. Hey, Dave, what are you rolling with for your slave liquor?
Yeah, we were talking about pirates a minute ago, too. Yeah, that's going to be a good choice quote for people, I think, right?
It's a bull quote.
Slave liquor.
The slave liquor. We're talking about pirates. What's up with these guys in Somalia? I mean, they call themselves pirates, yet I have not seen a single hat. There's no eye patches. There's no fucking parrots. There's nothing.
And they ride in boats that are like inflatable with little engines.
I haven't seen Johnny Depp anywhere. It's just, nope. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I think it's dumb. I watched on, I think it was 2020 the other night. I was like, what is that? Now they're getting press. And
it's on speedboats. I don't know.
It looks like people that would be hunting you in the desert on camels, but instead they're on boats. It's weird. It's profitable. It's just kind of crazy. And they don't even shoot at anybody usually, because then they could die, right? And did you hear that they also get paid more? The people who get off first get more money. Like, there's an organization to this. The way they pirate the ships, the people who jump onto the offending boat first typically die, and so there's a bonus reward for surviving and making it back with the booty, and then you get a bigger cut. Isn't that weird?
See, I'm thinking if we get into it, right? How cool would it be if we came up alongside some other ship within this like old school
like in
schooner with sails and cannons? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, first off, we'd get our ass handed to us once the Navy SEALs arrived.
Before that,
we got to get this like those tight leggings, and we can have like Luke up on the mast, and he's got the little.
Why did you go right for the tight pants? Why did that happen?
Because I'm just trying to picture what they would dress in. I mean, you want to go for the style. I'm not saying Whitesnake here. I'm thinking more like...
Which, again, why would you default to the tight pants?
I guess they could be loose pants, cannons, like those big puffy pants. I don't care. Whatever. You pick the pants style
we all
you want.
Something.
A little nut hugger, you know, just because you don't want anything to be riding free when people are shooting sabers around the place, right? You don't want to, everything needs to be like tight, because when somebody whips a saber at you, you don't want anything to get lopped off. That's how you end up with peg legs.
All right, mojito for the win.
Exactly.
Welcome everybody to the Everyday Pirates podcast, where today we're going to be analyzing the sword fight and how your choice of pants can affect the outcome.
Hey, it's always a good episode when you go from monkey fighting to pirates. I mean,
that's true.
Did you actually tell me what type of rum you have, Dave, or was that an avoidance?
Nope. I'm avoiding you. So I've got this one that's called Methusalem.
Okay,
It's funny, you look at it, and the label says, Ron Methusalem, established 1872, and it says, original Cuba formula. And down the bottom, in the bottle itself, it says, Spirit of Cuba. Yeah, it's made in the Dominican Republic.
Well, how's that happen?
Awesome.
Yeah, it is a pretty good rum, actually.
Oh, you know why? I was trying to, okay, there's this thing called Havana Club. Did you ever hear that rum? Huh?
Embargo is
that yes. I'm going to the embargo. That's where I was rolling to.
All right.
We can't buy stuff in Cuba, so we got to get like Bermuda and Dominican Republic. Because I've been hunting for this Havana Club rum, and everybody on Twitter's like, "Oh, you got to get this stuff." So I was asking around, and some people like, "Well, you're going to have a problem. Like, what's the problem?" It's like, "We have this embargo like from a long time ago." I'm like, "Oh, crap." It's like, "So what you need to do is buy it in Mexico and ship it over." I'm like, "Oh, no, I just feel bad buying something in Mexico. Besides, it's going to cost a whole crap load more, millions of pesos and such. And then, do they even have online websites in Mexico? It's like, this is just so confusing to me. So I decided, you know what? I'm just going to stick with what I got. It wasn't worth the time.
So one of the things you guys mentioned is somebody using a dark rum?
I am.
Okay, because I have some Myers Dark, and I've never had a mojito with dark rum.
Oh, it's awesome. It does, like Doug said, it doesn't look as classic. It looks a little more like iced tea with mints in them. But the taste is so much more complex to me. Like, I just feel like there's more to it. There's more experience to it. And especially with the Goslings, because that's like, you could drink that straight and have a good time. So you throw
I'm sorry, let's try it on the next this, one.
This is why I went for the Captain Morgan Silver Spiced Rum.
You get the spice going on.
Yeah, I like the spice in the rum. I like that flavor. I don't think that it overpowers the mojito, even though if you read the show notes, I freaking hate mojitos. But
what?
Yeah, I don't.
That's un-American. Wait.
It's un-Cuban?
Cuban?
Wait a minute.
Puerto Rico?
That's un-Cuban. Yeah, I don't even know. How do you not like... Oh, you know all the stuff about mojitos. What do you mean? How can you not like mojitos?
I don't like them.
How did we come up with this and nobody... Nowhere did you screech the brakes to go, like, no?
Why would I halt a podcast because I didn't like a particular...
I was going to say, you guys make me do wine episodes.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess
we make Dave do everything that he fucking hates.
That's true.
And I might talk to people other, you know? And like be social and all that shit.
Yeah, there's that. You're right. It doesn't matter to me then, I guess. You can suffer.
Anyway, yeah. So I went with spice rum because I like the flavor of it.
I don't know if I have any silver spice rum left. I have some Captain Morgan private stock. I wonder if that's around here. I don't know where that went.
I don't know. I would think a spiced rum would add kind of a weird tone to it.
Like
I've not tried it, but, you know.
Oh, see, I drink spiced rum straight, so putting in anything I could drink straight in a mojito, for rum at least, I think would be just add to it, unless it contradicts the whole meaning of the mint. Where, like, mango, I've had mango rums. I mean, mango mojitos, which are good, too. They're a little sweeter. And now I'm at the point in my drinking life where I want to make a mango mojito out of mangoes. Right? I want to, like, literally, because I got some mangoes downstairs, just, they're not ripe yet, but just cut them up, mash them, and just mull them into this drink and make a real mango mojito with mangoes without the flavored rum. I think that would be pretty good.
Hot. Yeah, that would be hot.
It would be, like, my mangoes, alas, are a little hard. Well, no. That's not good. Let's get back to the mojito recipe thing for a second. So everybody kind of went with the traditional style. And I've seen shaken mojitos. Like, I've seen some people who shake the hell out of them. I've seen people who, they'll build a mojito like everybody else, but then they'll put it in the Boston shaker and they'll shake it, like, twice up and down just to really mix it around. Other people stir it. I think that's all cool. But your traditional mojito is going to have a white rum. Oh, what are you guys using for sugar?
Sugar.
So you sugar in the raw.
I'm using powdered sugar.
Really?
Confectioner sugar.
Awesome.
Actually, it dissolves quick. Exactly. That's the way to go because it will incorporate itself and dissolve better in the drink so that it will actually have. Yeah, but here's the thing that, you know, pisses what me off best? About putting sugar in a mojito.
What?
Rum is an alcohol derived from sugar.
Cane sugar, yeah.
Right.
But why? Okay. Why put more sugar in it?
Because that's like, part of the recipe. It's like, why put like a specific thing in a beer, like a hop? Because that's the way it is. You just do it. If you don't put sugar, it lacks something to me. Well, here's
it's all based on peer pressure.
Well,
I'm going to do a yo dog. We heard you like sugar.
No, dude.
So we put sugar in your sugar drink, in your sugar alcohol, so you can drink sugar while you drink sugar.
No, what I believe the real method is when you make a traditional mojito, you put the sugar and the mints and the limes together, and what happens is, besides the sugar and the lime kind of dissolve, the sugar granules, when you're mulling the mints, help to squeeze out and draw a lot of the mint juices out of them and absorb them into the lime, like the
base. Do you know what that's called?
Chemistry.
Aside from mulling, macerating.
Macerating. I don't like that word. It's too close.
Doesn't it make you go blind?
No blindness.
So I don't want to go blind from drinking, you know what I mean?
No hair on the hands.
From macerating. All right. Well, that, my friend.
Will Jesus still love me?
Right.
Yes.
Jesus will still love you.
Jesus always loves you.
Even though you're supporting slavery. Now, you guys, okay, you went that way. This is what I did.
What? Ask the, Catholic Church back then. Jesus was into it.
Right, of course he was. You know,
he was behind the whole operation.
Of course, that's how it usually works. He's behind all operations.
Listeners we just dropped there?
Yeah, well,
I was just gonna say, did we just alienate people?
I highly doubt it. I think most of the people realize that our comic value is most of what we have in the show because we don't have any other talents going for us. So I think we're okay with that. Yeah, we drink, but other people could drink too. We just have the balls to do it on.
Yeah, but I can macerate like no other.
Audio. His left hand is strong.
Man.
You know what I did? I don't use sugar. I use simple syrup. And the way I do that is I take a half an ounce, a half a cup of sugar, a half a cup of water. I boiled it, got it all nice and clear so that you don't see any more sugar in the water. I put it out on the cooling burner, the one that I'm not using, let it cool down, throw it into a jug, and I use that for all my drinks. So
nice. That
gives me the ability to just pour in 3/4 ounce right into my little solution at the bottom, and I don't have to worry about like sugar granules floating around or trying to get them to dissolve.
Freaking awesome. Well done on the simple syrup.
Yeah,
love that.
And it's so simple to make. I guess maybe that's why they call it that. I don't know, but what I do is I actually make, normally I ran out of sugar, so I only did a half, but normally I usually take a cup of sugar, a cup of water, boil it up, put it in like a little Tupperware tube, like a water jug type thing, throw it in the refrigerator, and it just stays there, because you know it's sugar and water, it's not going to go bad, so you know, it just sits there forever, and I use it on all the shows.
It'll actually keep for 3 months-ish, and then you should probably just go ahead and make yourself some new one.
Yeah, and I don't think I've ever had it last that long.
You know, actually make something like that for hummingbird feeders.
Yeah, you could do that too. It's the
same thing. I heard this rumor, and I don't know if it's true or not, but what most people do is they'll make something like that, or they'll get some of that red shit that you buy at the supermarket for the hummingbirds. Yep. And they'll put it out in the feeder and they'll leave it there for months. And what happens is because this, you know, it's generally in a glass ball or something and it's sitting in the sun all summer, it ferments. So you wind up with some either drunk ass or dead hummingbirds. You know?
Nice. Well, That's awesome. But if you normally the hummingbirds, if you actually have them, they won't last that long. Right.
Sorry. Yeah. Right.
But normally and I hear that's like a very cheap way because you can get the hummingbird food, which is always overpriced. But that's all it really is. They're just making it, you know, probably charging you an arm and a leg for something that probably costs them a penny to make. So if you make your own, you're saving time. Throw some red food coloring in there, bam, they're gonna like it just like I like my mojitos. So same shit. And then we got our white rums. I'm using my dark rum. We got sugar. We got lime, mints. And then the last ingredient nobody's talked about, carbonated water. You guys using club soda?
Club soda.
Mm-hmm. Yep, good old club soda.
So
yep.
What I have is, I've been buying these things because it's kind of neat, is the little Canada Dry, let's see, they're 10 fluid ounce glasses. They're, mm-hmm. You know, that way, because what I found out is I buy like this big club soda bottle and then I'll use half of it and then it just goes flat. So if I get these tiny little ones, I can make usually probably three drinks out of it or maybe four. Like I could do a rum swizzle, I could do the mojitos, I could put it in other drinks and it all works itself out. So I've been buying these little things and just blowing through them.
Hey, let me ask a question because I'm a little unclear. I could probably look it up myself, but I'm lazy.
Right, right.
What the hell is the difference between club soda and tonic water and seltzer water and
carbs? I think
what else is there?
And sugar and sodium.
Tonic water has quinine in it.
What's quinine? But it's also got
whatever that fucking weird ass tonic water taste is.
Yeah, there is a specific tonic water is a little different. Where club soda is really just salt in water and carbonation.
Which is different than about seltzer, right?
Yeah, seltzer usually
seltzer
I think
is just
sugars.
Carbonated.
Yeah, I don't think there's any salt in seltzer water.
Yeah, it might just be carbonated, which is why it's so awful. Like, just standard seltzer water is kind of lame, but I think you can do a lot of interchanging with the seltzer water. The problem I've always had is a lot of seltzer water is flavored. Like, they don't have a lot of, like, nice, convenient little seltzer water bottles, but I don't think there's a big difference. I think you could go, I wouldn't go with tonic water because it's got a flavor to it.
Quinine.
I don't know what you use tonic water for besides maybe gin.
Yeah, gin.
And that's as much as far as I go. And I don't really like gin and tonic, so I guess that doesn't fly for me. So you get now we got our club soda we're going to throw in there, our carbonated water, if you will, with a little salt. And that's really all you need. The big difference comes to when you do your measurements. Like, what are you guys using for the different styles of measurements? Like, a teaspoon of sugar, like I saw some people using 4 teaspoons of sugar for a mojito. That is way overkill. No,
I used a tablespoon, which is what, 3, right?
3 teaspoons.
Sure.
Yeah, a tablespoon is 3 teaspoons.
Right. So I used a tablespoon.
Yeah, I just used 2 teaspoons.
And I used 3/4 of an ounce of simple syrup. So I don't even know.
I eyeballed mine, so whatever.
Like, the way I would do it if I was to use the like real sugars would be to throw in those little ones I use for my coffee because I know those are teaspoons. Like, throw in one of those, 2 of those would probably be fine. Same things you use for absinthe.
Cubes, you mean?
What are they?
Cubes, you mean?
Yeah, cubes. Like the 1 teaspoon cubes that you just buy in a little box.
I think
box.
That would take a long time to dissolve.
Not with you mulling it. I know that, Luke, you don't have a muller, right?
No, I do not.
Oh. See, now I didn't either, but I had 10 canes send me one, so I have one. And if I didn't, I'd have to buy one. You can get them at like Linens and things and all those weird stores that have
cool
stuff.
We got a pretty kick-ass one from Crate and Barrel.
Oh, yeah. That's like another like Linens and things type of store, right?
Yeah, it's like Home Goods and stuff.
Yeah,
Home
Goods.
This is like a stainless handle with a it's like a plastic end on it. It's pretty solid.
Yeah, mine's wood carved with
gold. I masticate like a motherfucker. stuff. I'm going to hold up the friction and heat.
Oh, my God. And so what did you end up using, Luke?
I just used a plastic, mixing spoon or something like that. Just kind of pressed on them. They crushed pretty nicely, I thought.
Oh, pretty good. And then Doug went with the traditional beat it to hell, all hell with his ice. Which is actually what you do for certain basil drinks, too. Like when I did the Pot of Gold episode, I had basil, fresh basil, and you just shake the crap out of it. It works.
But I will say for my second one, I just...
masticated?
I mulled and masticated in the top of my shaker.
So. See, I was unclear on the whole idea of mastication originally, so I have a very minty dick.
I was wondering where you're going.
Not many people want to come to drink, you know, dinner parties anymore. So I don't know why.
he walks into the dining room. What am I supposed to do with this now?
I want to stick my balls in it.
Who wants mojitos? Excuse me, can you give me a quick tea bag?
Well played, sir.
All right. Yeah. It's different. So, okay, we're going to call it mashing then. So what you typically want to do for a mojito, for those that might not know, is here's another one before I do that. How many mint leaves are you using?
6.
I use 6 as well.
I use 12.
I've heard 12 is another big number.
I think I use 12.
Okay, see, those are the two big numbers I've heard is 6 and 12. I don't know why those
12 is
specific...
a big number in base 12.
Which is a usually popular base.
It matters how much, you know, how minty you want it to be, right?
I think 12 would be pretty nice. Like, I like the mint flavoring, but I don't know. I could do 12, but then it's like, I feel like I wasted them, because after the drink goes down so quickly that then I want another, and before I know it, I'm out of mint. But I'm going to be getting a mint plant, so that's going to be awesome. Then I can have mojitos all year round.
Sweet.
With fresh mint.
Hey, speaking of them going down quickly, mine's gone down.
See?
Yeah.
So
I'm on.
I think I need to pause for a moment to make
number
another,
two.
But I think I'm going to go make another one with dark rum this time.
Okay. I'll make one with light rum while I'm sitting here, because mine's almost gone.
Has anybody tried to make one using something like Sprite or 7-Up, some sort of a lime drink?
Yes. I've heard Sprite that came up once. But I have not tried. I could, and I don't really see if there'd be a difference. I mean, it may make it better because of the. Personally, honestly, really, I don't care for the club soda part of this recipe. Just never been a big fan. Like when I had it without the club soda, I think it tastes a little better. But it's not traditional, I guess.
Yeah, I guess mine is kind of low, so maybe I'll make another one, and I will give the whole Sprite-ish kind of thing a try.
Okay.
Mojito!
Do you have your number two?
I do.
My number two is a little bit better.
What did you get? What is that?
I use the mold/macerated.
You macerated in your drink?
Mint. I macerated in my drink. Macerating fruit and or spices is simply covering it with sugar.
And then
letting it sit.
Letting it pull all the goodness out.
Yeah.
But we don't let it sit too long. That's why we really macerate it up a bit. Now,
I gotta say, it's a lot different with the dark rum.
Yes. What type of dark rum you have?
Myers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dark, like good?
It's different. It's good in some ways. It's definitely richer. I mean, dark rum has more flavor than white rum, right?
Yes. At least I believe so.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. I usually use dark rum in cooking, but not. I don't really drink it very often. You know, one thing is with mojitos is you wind up sucking a bunch of the mint up in the straw.
Nah, fail. No, I don't have a straw right now. I didn't want to dirty them. Actually, I probably have one down here. I don't need a straw.
You'd actually laugh if you saw this. I have a giant pink straw.
I have glass ones.
Is it a crazy straw?
It's not a crazy straw. No, that one.
If it's not a crazy straw, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Why do you have a pink straw if it's not a crazy straw?
I don't know where they came from. Somebody brought them for a party, and it's like especially wide. I guess it's designed for milkshakes. But.
No, it's designed for zombies and scorpion bowls.
It's designed for your urethra.
Wow.
I was going to paint some veins on the side of it, but you know.
Great. I just spit my mojito all over the table. And then I slap my face into the pop screen.
I also have the urge that instead of bringing the drink to my mouth, I just grab the back of my head and push it down.
Wow. That's intense. That's a whole different form of maceration that I never heard of before.
Yeah, you have to be pretty flexible.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, where the fuck was I? Oh, yeah. So, let's talk about. So we talk about what were we talking about? We talk about mulling it, right? So if you have one of those, if you don't have a, you know, we all had our own technique for mulling or macerating our drink. I have the real muller, so I just throw in my simple syrups. I throw in my lime. I throw in my six. I use six mints, and then I just mull it up. Don't rip them. Don't disintegrate them, because then they get little floaty pieces in it. And to me, what it reminds me of is when you do that, it's like when you – do you ever make drip coffee and the filter kind of bends a little and you get a few coffee nuggets in your coffee and they keep getting stuck in your throat? And you're just like – they're floating on the top, and it just doesn't look right.
Yeah,
so
I'm apparently a very rough masticator, because I've got little bits of shit all over my glass.
Great, great, awesome.
I like it rough.
Yeah, apparently. So no, I didn't. I don't do that. Mine is very classy. And then, so this is, and I learned this, and I validated it all works true. Is after you've got your little core ingredients, your limes, your simple syrups or your sugars, and your mints, then you pour in the rum. I use 2 ounces, or no, I did 1.5 ounces. Of the rums. And what that does is it actually lifts the limes a little bit out of the liquids, the macerated results, and then put your ice on top of that, then put your club soda to fill, and you get the ice rises, of course, and then the mints kind of layer right above it, and then under that is your concoction. Even after stirring it, you've got that awesome just blend in the limes. I mean, the mints kind of just float in the middle. It's almost like a layered drink if you do it right. And if you see my image,
it's something similar-ish going on. There's
now
a little bit of a mixture.
Everybody just got their second already, so which tells you if you've never had a mojito, they go down really easy. It's like Dave. So Dave, what you like the try to slide that in there without him getting a chance. that's not good. So Dave, what do you prefer? Do you like the dark rum or the light rum?
They're different. And I think what it is I'm having a mental issue with the dark rum because I haven't had a mojito made with it before. It's good. It really is. It's not what I think of as like the traditional mojito when I go out and get one, you know?
Right. With mine, I put in the Brave Spirits light rum, and it is light. But what I found is it tastes more like water, like mint water, more than – which is refreshing, right? But it just doesn't have the same complex impact of like the oaky kind of sweet – the darker rum. I don't know, but it does look better. Like if you just do your classic, it looks a lot better, which is a huge thing with cocktails, especially if you go to a bar or you want to impress people. You probably want to go with the light rum just to give them the effect. I might prefer maybe a mango rum, or like Doug's doing with the spiced light rum, because then you're getting the extra complexity without changing the color.
Exactly.
And which is another reason people use blue curacao for a lot of drinks, because it makes everything look cool. Right, you just boom, it's blue. So you get, you know, that's like a coloring agent. Certain times you don't do that
with the blue curacao. It, when used with some type of coconut flavored aperitif or alcohol or
cream,
you know,
the coconut cream
flavoring, always tastes like beach.
Yep,
you can't go wrong.
You got to go to everydaydrinkers.tv and look at the Blue Hawaiian dude. Did you see that one? It's like an ounce of cream of coconut, and I believe it was a rum. I might have used Gosling's. I can't remember. And but with the curacao and all this, and it comes out looking blue and thick from the cream of coconut.
Is that the blue thing you handed to me?
Yes, that is what I gave you when you came over last week.
Yeah, that's pretty tasty.
It's electric blue, but it's a little firmer because of the cream, and it's got that nice coconut beach thing. You just want to go like sit on the porch right then. You just want to run. This is more refreshing. I look at a mojito as something you can have after you just mowed the lawn. You want to sit down and go, dude, I did an awesome job. Boom, suck back a couple mojitos.
Yeah, I could see that.
So
yeah,
you know,
I'll give you that.
You get
of course,
the
usually
ice
I go and drink them after going rock climbing.
Now
that's kind of what I associate with it.
See, I drink them while I watch the guys mowing my lawn. Does that have the same effect?
That has the exact same effect, because you get the lawn smell.
Actually, that sounded creepy as fuck. I don't really watch the guys mow the lawn.
I know what you meant, Dave. Oddly enough, I didn't go there for some reason. Should've.
Excuse me, could you put some oil on my back?
Wow. Now is you
Very
brought
steady.
It. You brought it to the disturbing level so quickly. I'm so proud of you.
It doesn't take much, really.
Is it, okay, that's cool. So
see, it's moments like that that we need Kate. You know, I know. She would be able to smooth that one over.
Yeah, it's really tough with Dave to smooth it over.
Four guys on. No, we can't.
Three if you do it with my math.
Well done, Dave.
Yeah.
Good. Way to make it gay.
Great. Now we're all in it together. So,
hey, Derek started the whole thing with the tight pants thing. That's all I'm saying.
I don't want to go there. Yeah. Forget it. Did anybody garnish their mojitos?
If I was like serving it to somebody, but I mean, mine's a mess, you know, I mean, as we talked about. It tastes good, but it's not pretty.
Yeah. See, I didn't.
Story of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. I don't do this. I did that too. I do it for the show and for other people. I would like. I would if I was to do this myself. I would put a wheel of lime on the edge. I'd put a sprig of mint, and then I might even because I have these cool highball glasses from AwesomeDrinks.com, and they're like fat, but they're short. You know, like they're.
Is that product placement?
It would be if they were paying.
Yeah, look at you, you shill.
I'm a shill. I'm not a shill if I'm getting paid.
I already forget the web.
Desperate shill.
Site. What?
It's awesomedrinks.com.
Awesome.
Dude, they sent me a message like, hey, somebody just bought what was it, $100 worth of tiki glasses. It's like, yeah.
I got to admit, the tiki heads are pretty sweet.
Yeah, somebody bought a pack of like 10 or whatever it is. I'm like, okay, that's cool. So he's pretty happy. So far he's liking the sponsorship. Not that it's in this show, but yeah, that's all my gear because I took half the payment in just glasses. So I've got tons of freaking glasses. So I've got all these highball glasses all over the counter. But the point being, they garnish really well because they're so short that the ice rises up really high so that you could actually kind of layer garnishes on top. So you get the wheel of a lime. I'd probably stuff a lime right inside to kind of give the cool effect. You could just do a lot of cool things. Because it's clear and it has that mint floating in there, it just looks cool to begin with. So garnishing it just makes it look like top-notch. Makes you look like a pro. Not that we have to be.
I'm not really a good host. I just sort of like point at the fridge and say whatever you find is yours.
So. Lime in there. Yeah. So you don't garnish at all there, Luke. Huh? Yours is just a mess. Looks like a clusterfuck.
I'm thinking I did it wrong because I left all the mint that I'd crushed in there and also all the lime and ice and stuff. So.
I was going to actually leave my lime in there, but it became complex.
No. That's actually perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, you see that?
Just throw it all fucking in.
Yeah, it's like a witch's brew. You just got to just throw it all in and just drink it up. Because
macerate it, dip your balls, whatever.
Right. It all works.
Yeah, if you have to do a new strategy than the sugar because that's all at the bottom in it.
That is exactly why I was using the simple syrup because you're not going to get it. It doesn't blend as well. And the other thing that I noticed when you do the simple syrup is it comes out more like the pre-made. If you do like a pre-made mojito from Roses or the stirring stuff, they have a certain sweetness to them, and this gets that sweetness, but it makes it tastes more organic because you got the real mints and everything going on, so you're not getting the fake mint taste, but you're still getting that same sweetness hit because it's not like you suck it from the bottom and boom, your straw's full of sugar or you just get diabetes immediately. It's more of it just plays better together all in the glass. And
I think the addition of the sugar, all it serves to do is offset whatever you're diluting with the club soda.
Okay. That could be. And okay, well, now you've gone down a path. Okay, now let's go. There's a better reason why you would use sugar, and this is part of the original mojito that goes back and dates, like you were talking about, from like the 16th century, 1800s to 1800s. The legend being, of course, that Sir Francis Drake preferred mojitos. This was a long time ago. This was like, what, 1500s, I think, was when Sir Francis Drake had these. There are certain rumors that say it was 1800s, others that say it's 1500s. Nobody really knows. But they were using this thing called Spanish fire water, which is really, really like a vile, hard alcohol. And so they were calling the drink the El Draque, or the dragon, because that was Sir Drake's nickname. And I think what they basically found is that and we did this back in Prohibition too, is you throw in a lot of those like those sweetnesses to offset the fact that you're using foul alcohols. You're using like just vile, potent, raw alcohol. And the sugar kind of sweetens it up.
Okay.
No?
I'm not going to go look, on there, another.
There are,
the slavery thing.
Where
there are
sugar
a lot of other
from,
alcohols, though, that come from essentially sugars, though, right?
Right.
I mean, if you look at tequila as an example, it's basically the sugary sap that comes out of a plant.
Right.
And yet every alcohol
in general, you're going to be pulling. Yeah, I know everything comes from sugar, right? But everything that you, not everything, but a lot of things that you drink in a cocktail, you're going to be adding some component that adds sugar to it.
Even molasses.
To make it sweeter.
Right. The thing
so
is.
So what does that say about us?
As a race, do we like sugar?
I'm just saying.
Are you trying to get deep on us?
Yeah.
We're not really good.
I'm sorry. It was a lapse in judgment in saying that, so I retract my question. So
you can't retract it. It's already been recorded.
Move along. tentacle porn.
Way to bring it back.
So, according to some historians, the mojito is a relatively young cocktail dating back to the 1800s. This was when it was said to have been crafted by Cuban slaves. Those favoring this tale suggested that working in Cuba's vast sugarcane fields inspired the mojito's introduction. As sugarcane juice can be distilled into rum, it seems logical that the Cuban slaves could have been the original inventors of the mojito. That is from AssociatedContent.com. But
I would say that it was either from Cuba or Puerto Rico. I honestly believe it was either 18th or 19th century slave.
The thing is, other people just say, no, this is wrong. Basically, they say that's actually what you're doing is the concept is right, but that's the daiquiri. They think that it was they were the ones who came out with the daiquiri because all the ingredients that they talk about as being what the Cuban slaves would have had access to and would have been able to distill all falls back to having the daiquiri as their first drink of choice, not the mojito. I don't know. Realistically, does it make a difference if you can invent either of them?
I would to those people. I would say learn to history. So,
what do you know something more about the daiquiri? I don't know about.
No. I'm just saying that.
I don't know if it's a frozen daiquiri per se. I don't think they had a blender pulled out.
That you are a slave,
right?
And you're making some kind of alcoholic beverage. What you would have available to you, which would make sense, is a lime, the rum, the sugar, and mint. You're not going to have fresh fruit available to you in the quantity of like daiquiri. Like,
well, no, but
you would have a better chance of having a handful of sprigs of mint.
But that what they're saying though is, take away all the stuff that we've created out of the daiquiri. The original classic 1800s Cuban daiquiri was like a medicine treatment for malaria is light rum, lime juice, sugar syrup. That's it. Nothing else. Which doesn't.
Oh, so they're considering that as a daiquiri?
Yeah, that basically is like your original classic daiquiri, not the cool ones we drink now that could be like lime and coconut and strawberry and frozen and blended. Like just a simple daiquiri, which to me doesn't really sound that impressive. It seems like it's just missing something.
No, rightio. You know, that actually makes sense. I mean, that's the stuff that would be around.
And you know what?
They're indigenous to the locales that had or were producing the sugar and as extension recipients of the rum.
But all you have to do, like, let's say you're carrying a daiquiri, however slaves would then carry such equipment, like, say, in a jar or something, whatever. If you're walking down the road, right, and all of a sudden there's a mint tree, you're like, oh, mint. I would be like, oh, let's throw that in there, see what it does. Boom! What do you got? You got a fucking mojito, right? So you're not far off. Anyway, you look at it. All you're really missing is the last component, which is the mint. Crush it up however you will. Mint, rum, sugar, lime, bam.
Wait a minute. Mint grows on trees?
Well, no, like a little bush.
Yeah, I was going to let
right next to the money tree.
That.
Oh, did I say a tree?
No. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
it's like, well, they can grow as big. I mean, I've seen some pretty crazy looking mint trees. Or mint bushes or shrubs. I don't even know what they think they're shrubs, right? They can grow bushes. Like big ass leaves, bushes.
Yeah, just bushes, plants, whatever. Yeah.
Because we went out
around here, so.
And the trick is not to use, and this is actually something I noticed a lot of people say is mint is just regular old mint. If you want to make a mojito, don't get spearmint. Don't get any of the other mint plants. stick with regular traditional mint, because you're gonna, you do that, now you're drinking bubble gum. I don't even know what you get when you start doing, or tea. You know, you don't want to go down that road. I don't think.
I find that I really dig it when I'm mulling it. The smell of it's great.
Yeah, dude, I could just, I just like the smell of the leaves themselves.
Yeah, definitely.
They smell like kind of minty but organic at the same time. I should really try one with just 12. Just throw the whole friggin' sprig in there and just blend it. You know. So, what did you? Did who else change their rum at the intermission?
I guess I did.
Did you go with a different rum, or did you just remake another one?
Well, I went with the same black cherry rum, but I used the Sierra Mist instead of the club soda this time.
Oh, yeah. What did that do for you?
It definitely gives it a different flavor. It seems to make it a little heavier, I guess, and a little sweeter, but it does definitely kick up the whole lime and lemon taste a little bit.
Does it fake it out a little? Like, does it feel less traditional by using a soda, like a flavored soda?
In my case, it tastes more like the first mojito that I had, which was a little sweeter, not quite as, I don't know, rum tasting, I guess.
Like at a bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they might. They could just as well use like a Sprite or any of those.
I've actually seen ginger ale pretty commonly.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't have thought that because of the ginger. Like, that spice just isn't the same. And that's like the, for my daughter, when I make the Shirley Temples, should a Shirley Temple have 7-Up or Sprite or ginger ale?
Sprite.
See,
aren't Sprite and 7-Up pretty much interchangeable?
Right? I guess it could be. So I guess it comes down to ginger ale or Sprite.
I don't think so.
So what's a Roy Rogers?
Isn't it the same thing, but for boys?
Isn't he a cowboy?
What? Okay. So
wasn't he like a giant or something?
No, my dad totally grew up watching Roy Rogers. He's a cowboy.
Right.
I thought he was a fast food owner.
Oh, my God. You guys are all doing this wrong. Nobody wants to answer my question using intellectual speak. They all want to come up with the fucking cartoons and not even cartoons, whatever you call this. Ginger ale. It's fucking ginger ale. That's where you went wrong.
Let me Google it.
No, I just too late. I Googled it. I finished that job. I Googled it, and it turns out Roy Rogers has ginger ale. And I bet you the other one has. Okay, so I wonder if I'm making Roy Rogers, because I have both. My daughter likes ginger ale, so I've been making it with ginger ale. That's neither here nor there. So if you make another mojito, will you make it with the club soda or with the soda?
I'm probably going to either go back to the club soda or maybe try a different type of drink like Sprite or maybe 7-Up or something, because, I mean, Pepsi products tend to be a little heavier on the sweetness, and
yeah,
it's giving a little more of a sweet zing than I'd really prefer.
I would rather change, rather than going with the sweeter soda, I would probably go with the sweeter rum, like a darker rum, because you're going to get more complexities than you will from a faked out caramel colored soda, I think, because the other one is just, all they're doing is adding in more sugars. The Gosling stuff is really badass. No one else has it, huh? Can you get Goslings where you guys are? Besides Dave, I know you can there.
Dude, I can get anything.
I would have to get back to you on that.
Oh.
I don't remember seeing it, but I wasn't specifically looking for
it. I've heard that it's really hard to get in certain areas. Like, we have so much of it, I just assumed everybody had it. Like, I thought it was like a Patron for, you know, all intents and purposes.
You know, I was just thinking, this is kind of not totally random, but for me at least. have you guys ever had a caipirinha?
A what?
It's a Brazilian drink. It's kind of similar, and basically you take some sugar and lime and you mull it together. And then you add this alcohol called cachaça or something. No. It's like a rum variant, but it's a little stronger tasting. I was sort of wondering what making a mojito with that would be like.
No, that's the only thing I've had has been the mango flavors. I've never had anything so crazy as that. If I can't pronounce the alcohol, I don't even know if I could buy it.
Caipirinha is like a really nice, if you eat Brazilian food at all, it's a pretty cool drink. And it has a lot of the same flavors as a mojito, just no mint though.
See that? I like the mint portion of it because
it
separates it from the other, from like other cocktails that they typically go sweet sour. So you're going to, and you'll have like lemon, like something will be heavy on lemon, heavy on lime, well balanced. But no, there's so few that actually use mint effectively. Like the zombie, for instance, it has a sprig of mint in it, but there's nothing to suggest that the mint is used for anything but the garnish. Well, I could just put cilantro there. I'm getting the same effect.
Yeah.
There's no bonus. There's very few drinks that I've seen that you can actually crush things, which is always nice. I don't know. This one actually seems to use that mint as a good base layering of the drink. You add some mango in there or orange or something, maybe you get a different effect. Do you guys have you ever had any other Cuban recipes? Like, I was just looking for some stuff, and some of these were complex, and I didn't end up creating, like, the Cuban rum Collins, which is, it uses light rum, soda water, lime juice, sugar, and a slice of lime. So what the hell? You add a garnish and all of a sudden it's different? Like, I just don't understand what makes them. Oh, maybe because it's dry rum. Bingo. I don't even know what dry rum is, but apparently dry rum, you get a different recipe. There's Cuba Libre, which is the same thing, only it's got Coke. So you get Coke, rum, lime juice. El Presidente, which has vermouth. That's cool. Lemon juice. That's different. Grenadine, Curacao, rum, cracked ice, orange peel. I was actually gonna make that, but I decided that I just didn't feel like it. The mojito's so easy. It's like you throw in these few components, you crush them up, you're done. Some of these, it's like, okay, now I gotta get five ingredients. I gotta find my grenadine, my curacao. I don't know. It just seems a little overdone.
You know, I've had some other Cuban drinks, but I used to work down in Miami, and I would stay in South Beach, and you know, there's tons of Cuban restaurants and stuff, but I don't remember anything that I had outside of mojitos. It's kind of weird.
Maybe that's the deal. I mean, most of these, because, I mean, okay, then there's the El Hemingway, which is dark rum, grapefruit juice, a lime, and crushed ice. But most of these are going to be some sort of rum, obviously, sugars, lime, and you're good to go. Maybe some mint. I guess maybe it's so easy to make and so natural and just so refreshing. When you're someplace that's really freaking hot, you just want something easy to drink. And it's almost like drinking water with a mint kick. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't really get a huge, huge, like, drunken buzz from mojitos.
Yeah.
You know,
if you drink enough of them, I mean, like, anything.
I'm sorry, was that drunken with the
he just gave up on his words. How many do you have to drink though, Dave? Like 6, 7? By then you're gonna have diabetes.
Yeah, true.
Maybe it depends on if you're,
you know,
counting,
I think,
calories.
You could step up the rum content pretty easily in these without killing the drink, because you've got some really strong flavors in the sugar and the mint.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I think you could probably crank up how much rum you put in pretty easily,
like 4 ounces to
that might, so my next one I might do that a little bit and see what I can get away with.
Okay, I'm gonna you want to do that now, or are you done?
Okay, 1, 2, 3. 4 ounces.
4 ounces.
4 ounces.
Everybody cool with that?
The recipe that I'm using calls for 2 ounces of quote light rum.
Yeah, so I double just doubled it.
Yeah, double that shit.
I didn't actually measure, so I'm not sure how much I got the first time. I only tasted
enough
rum, so that was possibly.
So you did it right. Well, let me tell you this. You know how I was saying how the
that might have been too much.
You know
too
how the
much
lime
for the recipe.
Yeah, you know how the mint normally floats up to the lower half of the glass. It's right near the top because the rum is pushing it. 4 ounces of rum in a probably 8 ounce glass with ice and club soda. We're looking at a lot of rum here.
Yeah, I'm using my ever stylish pint glasses. So
you're putting mojitos in a pint glass?
Dude, I drink everything in pint glasses.
I'm using stylish Mountain Dew brand glasses.
Nice.
If you just would have went to awesomedrinks.com, you you could have just bought up some eyeball glasses.
Like 5 glasses. Well done.
Hey, you know what? I think my theory might be right.
What's your theory?
I mean, you can definitely taste the rum more. I went back to the silver rum, by the way, instead of the dark. But the mint does a really nice job of taking the edge off of it.
It does, because I am having similar results. And I use the dark rum because I'm a man, and that's how I roll. Oh, Doug's rolling it in. Masticate it.
Is it masticate or macerate? Now I'm starting to wonder.
Macerate.
There you go.
Masticate is to like chew, right? Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Okay, so these glasses, I went out to the website. They're 11 ounce capacity. So that's actually it. Wow. It just seems like there's not a lot of room in here.
Yeah, see, I got 20-ounce pint glasses, so.
Yeah, but mine is stylish.
Shit. All right. No room for club soda.
And yes, I realized that a pint is 16 ounce before anybody says anything.
I didn't. I mean, I was the one who said there's three people on the podcast this week, so.
Oh, that's fucking excellent.
I'm getting a little more lime this time. I wonder if I put in a little lime, a little more.
I'm sorry, just the lime, the sugar, and the rum, you know, shaken all to shit, no club soda. Excellent.
I'm telling you, dude, that's what I'm saying. The club soda really diminishes a lot of what you can get from this.
It.
Yeah. Mm. Doesn't it? I mean, seriously, it seems like this is better. I when I started adding club soda just to be a classic, I found that it detracted from the overall drink.
And it does. But unfortunately, this particular version of the drink just gets you fucked up that much sooner. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mine's really dark now. Mine looks like a Long Island iced tea. Exactly like that. I don't know. Is that still mojito-like? I think it doesn't look classic, but it's tasty.
You know, the cool thing about using the platinum is this looks like every other mojito I've ever had, but it's not.
No.
Well, because I've added the club, so much alcohol to it.
As opposed to the club soda, and you can't tell.
Right. I still use club soda with it a little bit, but yeah, I'm only putting a little bit on the top of it.
I got enough just to fizzle the top.
Exactly.
And that works. Now, is there a big difference in taste?
That's the thing. No. I mean, you get a little more of the rum bite, but in general, it still just tastes like a straight-up mojito.
Yeah, I don't get...
That's scary.
I know. There's a subtle... I wouldn't even say burn, but there's... Like, my body seems to realize there's a lot more alcohol in here, but it doesn't react like... It doesn't... You don't get the... I don't know. You don't gag. You don't feel a burn. It just goes down just as easy.
See, I was kind of not really getting like a gag, but in the first mixture that I did, when I did a whole lot of rum, it might have just been the flavor, but it was just really powerful, really bitter, not what I was expecting from a mojito. So I was wondering if maybe I just used
the
wrong kind of rum.
Yeah, you probably just used the wrong kind of measuring stick. So that's why you never do it by eye. I always do it by measuring. No, but
one other thing. Have you guys tried any of the mixers that you can get for mojitos?
I've tried them all. I did my first couple episodes were using mojito mixers. I have.
Have you found any that you liked?
Yeah, I like them all. There's a Stirrings, which was pretty good. It was a little light, but you throw in some carbonated or some club soda, it was fine. I've had the Roses Mango Mojitos, which are pretty good. And I still use mint in them, even though they do have mint like in the mixture. I still use mint. I didn't mull the mint at the time because I wasn't eclectic enough or whatnot. I don't know. And then now I've kind of moved away from that because it's really in the end not that hard to make a mojito traditional style. But I haven't had a problem. I think that my only real issue is the high fructose corn syrup that's used in the recipes. It's just this is so much better for you and such. That, I mean, come on, just throw some lime in there, throw some simple syrup, and you're done. But I haven't, they've been fine. What, you've had ones that were just vile?
Not vile, but just not, it's not nearly the same as when you make it from scratch with fresh mint and fresh lime. And, you know, it's just not the same at all.
My first introduction to the mojito was with with Rose's Mango Mojito Mix, and it was at, or it was a family 4th of July thing or something, and my wife's side of the family was like, oh, you got to try these mojitos. And I thought they were pretty good. But you don't know, if you start with the mixes, you don't really know what you're not getting. Or you're getting that, this must be what a mojito tastes like. It's like when you have Cuervo Gold for the first time, you're like, oh, that's what tequila tastes like. And then later you're like, oh, no, it's not. No, no. But
I think it's so much fresher tasting when you do the, you know, lime juice and you mull out the mint. And
it's not as sweet.
Just totally different thing.
Yeah, it's not as sweet. You're going to get a little more organic lime-like sense overall, and it's going to be lighter, I think, like lighter in your palate. Like when you put it in your mouth, you're like, oh, it's kind of not watery, but it's closer to water. When you use the other stuff, it's a little more goopy and a little more syrupy, like fake. I don't know. I could say the same thing about a pina colada made with real ingredients and a pina colada that's pre-made. If you just have a pre-made... like blended pina colada, it tastes okay. You're like, ah, cool, pina colada, rock on, let's sit at the beach. But then you have a real one side by side, and there's a dramatic difference. in every part of
it. Or like, you know, a margarita in a pinch, if you use a mix or whatever, they're okay.
Right.
You know, it's not terrible,
but don't put them side by side.
Fresh, and it's like totally different.
Right. You put them side by side, and the first thing I always notice is when you have a blended or a mixed drink that comes with its alcohol, and the mojito mixes I have not come with their alcohol. They just, you know, you can buy them at the store. You don't have to be 18 or older or whatever, or 21, I guess. Then you add your rum later, so you could kind of pick the rum you want. The pina colada mixes I've had were all done. You had to buy them at the liquor store, and that was it. You got all your alcohols in there. And I found that they don't even always have the alcohols that make sense. Like, remember, Doug, when we did the Mexican one and my brother did the margarita from the
yep.
whatever the hell that was. It was in the freezer and he just pours it into a glass or whatnot.
yep.
It didn't have tequila in it. It's like, how do you have a margarita? It doesn't have tequila at all. It was just like rum or some other grain alcohol. It's just weird. Sorry, it's weird. So the
slight sidetrack. In the event you're in the liquor store and you see somebody purchasing Patron Silver.
Oh, man. Do you say something?
I'm hoping that you guys have the same urge that I have.
Oh, my God. It's so hard.
To go up to the guy and go, hey, man, listen, I don't really want to be the person to tell you what you should or shouldn't drink, but if you're going to drink that shit, you might as well just go ahead and get yourself some fucking Aristocrat vodka.
No.
Because that's about what you're going
to do. You know, the problem with that, though, is that it's almost impossible to do that without coming across as being a total asshole.
Right.
And that's my problem. Because
I am, so it's all good. But, you know.
I want to help dude that's buying it and I want to be like, you're wasting your money on it.
No, see, if it depends on the situation. If I'm in a liquor store and somebody was to say, oh, I don't, you know, to themselves or I, you know, kind of verbally out loud, I don't know which tequila to get, then I would have absolutely no problem coming in and being like, dude, you know what you want to do? I'm going to suggest to you that you get the Sauza Hornitos. It's going to be, you know, mid $20 range. If you're going to put it in a margarita, you're going to have a good time. It's going to be smooth enough that you're going to have no problems. You put the Patron, you're going to find a little more vile, like a burnt tire taste to it. It's a little overkill and it has absolutely no sense. So you're spending extra money for something that doesn't have a nose. That would be like ordering $100 bottle of wine, sniffing it, and it doesn't smell like anything but cardboard. You don't want that. You want to at least guide them to something that's a good value for the tequila. Yep. And I've had a lot now because people send me a shitload of tequila. Dave, you were here. I had a counter full of tequila. Yeah, I didn't pay a dime.
Yeah, dude, your life's pretty rough. I know. For it.
Because it really is, because we have so many viewers on the show that people are really, the brands are aware of what I'm doing. So they're like, hey, I want you to show this off. And so I got to taste a lot of cool stuff. And I have
That's awesome. Oh, sorry, slight, real quick sidetrack. Tito's is now available in North Carolina.
Tito's is now a sponsor of my show.
Sweet.
Can you really sidetrack a sidetrack?
Yeah, you can. I was wondering the same thing.
Yeah, sorry.
I think we've gone like nine levels deep.
Yeah.
Before, so.
Oh, awesome. Sorry.
So, yeah, sorry, yeah. Sorry, so, sorry. Not only have I got Cavallino, but I've got Tito's on board. So that's cool.
Sweet.
So then what?
Love Cavallino.
I know. And don't worry, you're getting Anejo in the mail in the next few days, I think. They just released it.
I'm sorry.
It's like a bear just went bolting out of your house.
That's another. That's the fight or flight reflex I was talking about.
Glad my dogs couldn't hear that.
But he has, you know, he said he was sending some samples over to us, so that should be cool. They just released it. They're waiting for it to come off of the production, I guess, probably labeling or whatever. That type of, like a Cielo was another tequila I've had. Dos Lunas was okay. Cielo, Partida. Those tequilas are the same price or $10 lower than Patron, and you're getting so much more for that price. I don't know if – the thing is I can't – when we did our rum episode, we got like one guy. Most people, I'm still getting emails about it saying, hey, you know, we love this show. We love the rum episode. But like the people who are really into rum are like, you dude, there's so many different rums out there you've got to try. The problem is nobody knows about them. They're not carried in a lot of places. So I'd love to try every rum out there, you know, the non-flavored ones, because really when you get the flavored, you're in a different realm. All the standard, like the Cruisin', whatever, single malt, I've had that straight up. It's fantastic. I've had the Addy's rum. It's fantastic. 10 cane, fantastic. Bacardi, it's okay. I find Bacardi is sort of like somebody just put methane in my mouth and just lit it on fire. Like,
but how do you feel about Appleton's? I ask that just because personally I'm partial to the Appleton's just because it is a Jamaican rum.
It's smooth.
And exactly. I think Appleton's is by far the smoothest rum you can possibly drink.
I've had the Gosling's is pretty damn smooth, but it's not something like Appleton's. I think is bigger, like manufacturing wise, you can get to more places. Right. And I have the Appleton's Gold, which is what I use. Like I have my Gold, I have my 151, which is Bacardi, because the only other one was Demerara, which I don't have yet. And so I have the 151 Bacardi. For Gold, I have the Appleton's. For Dark, I have the Gosling's. And for Light, I have 100 different ones to choose from. But I found the Appleton's, especially in like the Zombie, when you blend them all together, it's subtle. It goes right into the drinks, and it doesn't give you any like, ooh, there's rum in there. It's very smooth. I've never had it.
Can I interest anybody in a half a bottle of Meyer's Overproof?
No.
No.
You still have that?
That stuff.
No, thanks.
I keep meaning to throw it out, but I just...
Is it what's the percentage? 100?
I'd have to go look to be honest.
So I've got the 151.
I think that you should drink it with some Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Jello shots, baby.
No, fuck Jello shots. Just dump it in some Kool-Aid.
You know what?
Get some pink flavored water with sugar and overproof rum.
Or you put it into the Zombie or the Scorpion. Because they've got the pineapples, the oranges, and the lemons, the limes. They just that will cover everything, and it will also knock you on your ass, which is the whole point. Now Myers isn't a bad brand, right?
I mean their dark rum I actually kind of like. It's got a very rich.
It's just the
smell to it.
Overproof in general is kind of a dumb idea, I think. 151 is not any better. Like nobody just drinks 151. Out of the kindness of their heart. It's typically floated on a drink or slowly kind of blended into a drink to give it like that, oh my God, exotic drink. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm drinking this big blue thing and I can't remember what my name is. I'm in my undershorts. You know, it's that type of like craziness factor, which you don't really do. I mean, and here's
what it is. There's typical weekend.
Oh my God.
There's that.
I'm in my undershorts.
I don't know what happened.
Wait a minute. You're not Santa.
Well, with the Zombie, which is all rum, right? The Zombie has every type of rum from dark, light, gold, and 151. You have to layer the 151 on top.
Googling Zombie drink.
Or just good everyday drinkers.tv.
Shill.
Hey, why can't Shill my own show? It's my own show.
I'll let you do that one.
Yeah, that's cool. And the thing with the Zombies,
it's like you have any influence whatsoever on anything, right?
Right. You do. You influence people by peer pressure and berating them and masticating them. The Zombie has a bunch of rum in it. The 151 floats on top. So you really need a straw to kind of like poke through that shield of destruction. But what you do is you watch people when I make these, because I made a couple of them when I had this cocktail party a couple weekends ago. And when they sip them, they're like, oh my God. Like they think originally, like they're like, oh my God, this is rum is just intense. And then I'm like, no, use the straw. And then it's a different smooth flavor. And the 151 slowly brings them into, kind of welcomes them with open arms as they get halfway through the drink and they've warmed up to it. But to start with 151 raw, that's killer.
Yeah, I got to say, Mojito with four shots in it is kind of an express train to getting annihilated.
Yeah.
Oh, I imagine so, yeah.
Yeah, it feels good.
And you know what I've noticed is my drinking has slowed down. Like it's before I would have been done two by now, and it has come naturally. I haven't like done it on purpose, but I noticed the drink is much more full than it was last time.
That's because there's at least one part of your body that realizes that badness is occurring.
Which part is that?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, is it the part that makes me go like this? My high-pitched voice.
No,
that's, are you going to put a disclaimer for small animals or something on this episode? Or
that's a part of your body that goes like, "Oh my god, I'm getting tequila."
Tequila. Oh my god. That's kind of funny.
Oh, that's amazing.
It is.
Did
it,
you see a little.
A little bit, but you know that's why you have underwear, right?
It depends on the kind of underwear you wear.
Although I honestly believe that that's a great contrast to normal podcast voice.
Yeah, yeah. It is quite contrasting.
Like, it's blah 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 blah, and then
it is conquest con. What did you say? Wow, that mojito is working for me. That was weird. I can't even think anymore. It's
in
just really
contrast.
In contrast, yes, it's contrasting.
Mm. I'm contrasting.
Contrasting.
It's contrasting. Is it bombastic?
I can make it into an adverb just like that. Contrasting.
Mr. Lubba Lubba. Mm.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. Yeah.
So I guess to wrap things up, I think we covered a whole bunch of crap. We got dark rums, we got light rums, we got lots of mint, we got half mint, club soda, we've got, what did you use for your 7-Up? Was that what it was, or Sprite?
Sierra Mist.
Sierra Mist, that's different. Yep. Sierra Mist.
Excellent. Yeah. Low-cal.
Low-cal.
Oh, is it?
Ow.
No.
Yeah, it should be.
Lower-cal.
Actually, I think it was diet, so sugar-free.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Sprite Zero.
But has anybody tried Smirnoff Mojitos? Ooh. Or Smirnoff Ice Mojitos?
Is that the one with Smirnoff Ice, like an alcohol pop kind of thing?
Yeah, like
the
malts. The
malt beverage things.
The mojito one?
No.
What does it taste like?
I didn't even know they made those.
Yeah, they're relatively new, and they taste pretty much exactly like Smirnoff Ice with mint, and they're really not all that good.
So this is a Surgeon General warning type of thing. Like, don't do this.
Pretty much, yeah. So don't think, oh, hey, you know, pre-mixed mojitos, this is going to be great. I like Smirnoff Ice or anything, because, yeah, it's not the same thing at all.
Smirnoff Ice.
I tried one of those, and I could barely finish it. I just did not like it.
I also saw in the store they have mojito rum. I don't know what that is, but it just said mojito rum, and it's kind of got a green label on it and everything. I don't know if that means you don't need to add anything. You just pour rum in a glass, and you're done. Ice? I don't know. But that, you know, they're really... Mojitos are big in this country. They're probably big at other places, but like it's been like our thing for a little while.
Well, no. I actually I'm so glad you said that, because there was one comment that I wanted to make on the mojito. The mojito is now on par with
Merlot.
No, no.
California Cab.
No.
Santa
with
Claus.
As far as pop culture mixed drink, it is on par now with the martini.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You have infinite number of assholes making different types of martinis. You know, like
with vodka.
Beyond the scope of vodka and vermouth, or gin and vermouth. Same with the mojito. You have so many people doing variants on the mojito where it's no longer just the sugar, the lime, the rum, the
mint
mix, and mint. That they're, you know, like you were saying, there's some mango. I've seen recipes
black
with
cherry.
You know, every kind of fucking fruit is like peach, black cherry, raspberry, blackberry. You know, you might as well go with, here's my muscadine mojito.
What the fuck is muscadine?
Exactly.
So you're not going to tell me.
Wouldn't that be a great name for a drink, by the way?
Muscadine?
What the fuck is muscadine?
It's like the Mongolian motherfucker. But
no, muscadine is a sour type grape.
Oh,
they actually grow in New England, so it's a grape that you could find.
Okay,
up there.
I mean, I'm up here. I could do that. I don't know why I would, but I guess I could make a mojito out of it. That would be my key to be like.
No, it would be awful.
Right. Right, right. So it's kind of like it's getting out of hand. But I guess most people, if you stick to what you like, the traditional recipes, and if you go to YouTube and search for mojito, you'll find all kinds of different ways of doing it. I don't know. I think they're all kind of good. The mixes, they're okay. If you really want to try mojito and you're over somebody's house and they have mojito mix, I still encourage you to try it just so, because you're gonna get the flavor. You're just not gonna get the originality and the tradition of what the drink is in back in the day when there were slaves that were dealing with, well, maybe they still are in Cuba, I don't know, we're embargoed there, I can't go there. But there's a lot to be said for just the simplicity of what you have when you put all the ingredients together in the right order. You know, sugar, no sugar, how much sugar you use, simple syrup, whatever. And I've also tried the agave nectar, wasn't that impressed, it's not sweet enough for me. It's good in the hot toddy, wasn't so good in the mojito, but I try agave nectar and everything. And I think that there's a lot to be said for that specific drink, and we've covered a lot of different cool ways of doing it. Like I think we've got the dark, we got the light, we got the soda, we got the non-soda, club soda, double. No, we almost did more than double. Like if a mojito calls for 1 ounce, we did 4. So we went hardcore. We tried everything, and I don't really know if there's a way you can really fuck it up. The white, you're going to get a little more tradition. The dark, I think if I was at home, I would probably pick a dark rum over the light for now.
It's the only thing that would kill it is if you don't like mint, right?
Oh yeah, well that would definitely be a problem. It depends on what you don't like about mint. If you just don't like the flavor, it makes you gag, then yeah.
Yeah, I've had some people tell me that like it just tastes like toothpaste, you know?
Yes, well
are you into Wrigley's spearmint gum?
No.
Then you too would like mojitos.
But I think what you could do though, Dave, is if you double your quantities, the mint is not as strong.
So that is true.
If you do 4 ounces of rum, you ain't going to have a problem.
I'm sort of amazed that, I mean, it might be that I had a few beforehand, but still, I'm amazed that doubling the quantity of rum hasn't affected it that much.
I think if you bought a really low-grade rum, maybe not. I mean, none of us have something that's just awful rum to begin with. I mean, I think we all kind of chose a fairly good branding for what we needed, which I think is great about the mojitos. You could pick whatever rum you really like. Will work in this drink. I think that's clutch because I don't really care for rum straight. There's very few rums I could do. I wouldn't sit down, throw rum on ice and be like, oh, I got rum, I'm going to drink it up. No, it's just not my deal. But if I'm looking for a drink, rum swizzle, another great choice. If you've got a few minutes, the rum swizzle is a pretty hot drink. You know, other than that, it becomes like a exotic. You can throw it in anything. Have you guys had a rum swizzle?
No.
This is 2 ounces of dark rum, 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, 1/2 ounce of triple sec, 5 to 6 ounces of ginger ale. It's like a dark and stormy, but you're using the lemon juice, triple sec instead in the ginger ale rather than ginger beer. It doesn't taste like a dark and stormy, but yet it does. Like it's still got, it's a little lighter, a little gingery, but it's not as like I don't know, the ginger beer is a little spicier and heavier. Definitely a neat drink to try out with rum if you have some rum or dark rum. I don't know. You could probably do it with light rum. I don't roll that way. So don't drink the Smirnoff Ice mojitos. That is, if there's any lessons to be learned in this podcast, it's you should try a mojito traditional style if you have not. You go out to the grocery store. You buy a little package of fresh mint. You buy a little bag of, like, I don't know, let's say 3 to 4 limes or more if you're really intense. You go home, you boil up some simple syrup, you get out some teaspoons or whatever of sugar if that's what you're rolling with. Get your light rum, get your dark rum, I don't fucking care. Get that drink made, try it out, drink it while you're watching the episode, listen to it, see if you have the same opinions we have. Don't try Smirnoff Ice Mojito. Stick with the traditional stuff.
By all means, double up the liquor.
Double the liquor, because it'll get you there quicker. This is Derek for Dave, Doug, and our podcast producer live on the show, people. Woo! Luke Lydell. Say hi, bitch voice, man. You've just been buzzed by Everyday Drinkers. Check us out at everydaydrinkers.com. Check out my videos at everydaydrinkers.tv. I don't know. Check out awesomedrinks.com if you want to. I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, they're a sponsor of my other show. Why not here?
Chill.
Chill. That is me being the shill. Have a good day, people, and drink your mojitos.
All right. I'll hold my Baron Jaeger until you.
Yeah. Don't be funny just yet.
You don't have to worry about that at all for me.
Oh, but Luke, that was so such a good line.
Oh, what?
He burned himself on that one.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
That's all right. Everybody loves self-deprecating humor.
Yes.
It's true.
It's better than self-flagellating
except
humor.
For women, I found.
Yeah, women don't like deprecation.
Yeah.
And, well, especially if you do it to them.
No. Like, they really do. I've seen videos.
On YouTube?
And we all know that everything we see on the internet is true.
Yes. You're going to take it here and you're going to like it. No, that's all fake. They do that in front of like cameras and lighting, Doug. It's not real.
You thought the moon landing was fake?
See, you're a funny guy.
See Lemon Party.
But alas, it's not. Hey, you guys want to start a mojito episode?
Totally.
Because I've been recording for a minute and 25 seconds now.
Yeah, no, I'm going to leave.
Nah, we're done. Yeah.
Later, Dave.
All right. Real quick, though.
Yep.
Back to Dave's original comment. Baron Jaeger?
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. I got it right here.
Freaking absolutely wonderful. Again, think Jägermeister, but really, really, really sweet and tasty.
It's got bears on it.
Because of the honey. You can't have bees in a beehive without bears.
You sure
right?
It's not for the Baron, which is plural for multiple bears?
Yeah, and whatever.
Baron Jaeger, that's a bear hunter.
Again, take the journey with me. So it's very, very sweet and tasty, honey like.
Susan Hornies.
Here's the problem with Baron Jaeger. Alcohol content and sugar content of Baron Jaeger, Baron Jaeger is, I'm thinking 35, correct me, please.
You are on target, Doc.
Okay. So it's 35, and then it has more sugar than like a Jolt soda in a shot.
Like ooh.
Yeah. So
you know what's even better?
Not only do you get fucked up on the alcohol, you get wicked hyper.
Dude, and the cap is shaped like a beehive.
Yeah, and you can't
beat
that. And then it has, you know, the nice nesty little thing.
Yes, it does. It has like a what do they call that in English?
Nesty.
basket. Like a weaved straw basket is what it's covered in. With this big old sign, and it's got the... What I'm going to guess is supposed to be the hunter, since Baron Jaeger would be
Bear
Hunter.
Did you just
say
weaved? I think maybe English isn't your first language.
Weaved? Why? You could pluralize weaved. It's not like a weak verb or anything.
Woven?
Oh, you're right.
Oh.
Yeah. It is. It's freaking irregular verbs for the loss. Oh,
Wibbon.
Man. Swim, swam, swam, bitches. I thought for a second there I had a dangling participle. I was like, dude, I don't remember doing that. But
that's right. Just go dangling participle.
And anyway, in the event you have the opportunity to pick up some Baron Jaeger, I highly recommend it. One of my initial runs with Baron Jaeger, I stripped to my skivvies and jumped the partition between a second story porch.
That's not good.
Well, that sold me.
Partition. Yeah.
Yeah. You can get some right now.
I'm ordering it online.
This episode is on hold.
Dude, we could have an entire episode on Baron Jaeger.
All right. So, long story short, be careful with the Baron Jaeger. I am currently...
already in his skivvies.
...limited to 2 shots of Baron Jaeger at any given...
week
in any given night. Now, and that was imposed on me by wife, and it's the one limit that I actually agree with.
Well, it does sound like wife in this case has what we call common sense.
Yeah. Ich mag Baron Jaeger gern. Ich mag Baron Jaeger gern. Ich mag Baron Jaeger gern.
This is Mojito.
Hey, Derek started the whole thing with the tight pants thing. That's all I'm saying.
I don't want to go there. Yeah. Forget it.
Just went up an octave there?
That was defensive, yeah. That's my defensive attack. I don't really know about that. No. You got to throw that in there every now and then. It's like, you know how they have the fight and fright mechanism? It's very similar. You're trying to harness the attack that could be coming at you by like just scaring it with the high pitched squeal.
You're saying whenever you get attacked, just let out a good pitch squeal.
Oh God, it's a bear.
Yes, it works in prisons.
Yay, shorts.
I find that if I curl into the fetal position and pee a little, they feel so disgusted with me that they just leave me alone. So.
Yeah, that's easy to do with a 6'5" giant. Just curl in the corner and pee.
Nothing like fecal matter.
Right. Speaking of pee, does anybody garnish their mojitos? Anybody have anything else to add? What was that? I was not picturing that being added.
Sorry, honey. No.
Was that not awesome timing?
That did work out really well, yeah.
That worked out perfectly. It was like I was there. What is... She's laughing at... She's mad at him because he's laughing at her, but he's really laughing at me.
I'm sorry.
Now he's trying to back away. Oh, no! Use the high-pitched voice! Use the high-pitched voice!
You're not helping. Thank you.
Oh, come on! I like when Doug gets yelled at to try and like make it worse. So fun. Just spread some zest in her eyes. Just get a zester. Oh my
god. Take
eyes.
One of your little garnishes of lime and spray it at her.
Yeah. Dude, there's so many things you could do. What'd you get in trouble for, Doug?
I don't know.
Those
That's
are the
why
best
I'm
getting
ones. Out. Oh, wait, no.
That was awesome. Good segue back to what we were talking about earlier. All right.
Water on the goddamn desk somewhere.
You okay over there, Doug?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to add?
Like what?
I don't know.
We all suck, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Damn it. Don't drink the Smirnoff Ice mojitos.
Okay, so wait. Let's roll back the tape for a second here, Luke. You didn't, as far as I knew, you drank apple pucker, and pucker,
yep,
and strawberry pucker, and maybe butter shots.
Yep. No. Wait. No. I don't know if I've had those.
Oh, dude, butter shots are to die for.
So good.
You need to drink that up.
Little plot twist you probably didn't see coming.
Okay.
The remainder of that watermelon pucker that we had for the episode a while back is still in the fridge. I haven't even touched it.
What? Alcohol abuse?
I'm like, and now I can't do it anymore. I'm like, this is...
Man. What's the problem? How did you... What happened?
I don't know. Maybe I grew up.
So you're on to rum. Okay, so we got rum. What's the next major? What about, what's your feeling about Baron Jaeger? No. What about like,
never had that.
How about, okay, creme de coco.
Oh, that's next. Bear.
Okay.
You should have like five shots of it in a row and then, you know.
What, creme de coco?
Let it rest on your stomach for like, you know, 15 minutes and then have five more shots.
What did we talk about, creme de coco or Baron Jaeger?
Baron Jaeger.
You're going to be streaking through the quad. That's a bad idea. Okay, what about gin? You're not a big gin fan either?
I'm not sure if I've had gin either.
Okay, so this is... You always tell us you drink pucker and that's it.
I'm sorry. Did you say you're not sure if you've had gin?
That's what I'm saying. That's where I'm going with this. He has not had alcohol. He is an alcohol virgin. He doesn't even like beer. He doesn't like wine. Have you ever had wine?
Yes.
Like a
good... And the more expensive it gets, the less I like it.
That good... like a $9... No, don't look at expense. Look at... You get to vary your palate.
You're a cheap date, are you?
I love it.
Cheap and or easy.
We know Boone's Farm works for you, but like a Gewurztraminer would be very nice. Or a Riesling.
I do like Gewurztraminer, yes.
Okay, see?
Oh, nice.
All right.
Yeah.
You're on your way to becoming an everyday drinker. Not only do you edit the show, but you're going to be right in the trenches with us. You're going to be drinking your gin straight. You're going to be drinking creme de coco off of a prostitute's nipple, you're going to have...
You actually can now.
Okay, so this is true. You could also go with the Baileys. You like Baileys, right? Just as long as it doesn't expire. Buka.
I think I had Baileys in some sort of a mixed drink, and I did not like it.
You wouldn't know then. Because you don't like coffee. All right. Okay, pass. What about Sambuca? Do you like black licorice?
I think you'd probably like it.
I'm not sure if I've had Sambuca.
What about infused tequilas?
Caramel?
Caramel.
I totally
Godiva
did not.
Caramel, it's just candy. Caramel? It's kick-ass.
Yeah.
Well, it is Godiva. Wait, are you talking like an actual alcohol or actual
No.
Caramel?
Here's the thing, though. I will say that I don't feel like I'm going on a limb here.
You are.
Luke does not like Sambuca.
What? Come on, Luke.
I have no idea.
Oh, Christ. No, okay, do you like black licorice?
No, you don't. It's okay. Do you like black licorice?
Oh, God, I hate it.
Okay, forget pass. Yeah, so, okay, so no Sambuca, no absinthe. How about,
Wait a minute, absinthe isn't licorice.
It's anise. It's just as bad.
No, it's anise. It has the same flavor.
Yeah, you got to get the same deal.
Absinthe?
Yes, absinthe. Real absinthe, not the fake shit.
Not that I've had. It's a little bit of
wormwood in anise. That's like
it's that and sugar. You know, it's kind of like it's a weird psychedelic mojito.
Dude, the last time I had it was about drink 11 after I had just had something where they drowned a snake in it. So I.
All right, well, so we'll skip that one. Okay, Luke, moving on. What about brandy? XL, VXL?
I don't know if I had that
either. Oh, Christ. All right, slow down. Creme de banana.
Don't know.
Oh, fuck.
Actually, probably not. I don't think I have.
Well, I'm looking at my back shelf here. What else? We got.
You
got
to get butter shots.
Curacao.
I actually might have butterscotch something or other in the fridge. There's a drink called the Dolph Lundgren. And
right.
I'm just this ginormous Dolph Lundgren fan, so I'm like, that sounds amazing.
But
I tried it, and it was the nastiest thing I've ever tasted.
It's probably not good enough. Hey, do you like Werther's Original?
Yes.
Okay, that is butter shots. It tastes like Werther's Original.
Are you actually like Googling Dolph Lundgren? You don't know who Dolph Lundgren is?
I know who Dolph Lundgren is, but I don't
know.
Holy
shit, he was in Masters of the Universe?
Shit, yeah, is he, man.
What? Who's ever seen that
movie?
He's
the master of my universe, tell you what.
Wow.
He was in Johnny Mnemonic, really?
I think I just peed a little.
He was the evil preacher.
Yeah, I guess so. That's fine. Yep.
Cointreau. Triple sec. What else is orange?
Cointreau. Cointreau.
It's Cointreau.
Fucking love of God, you did it wrong.
No, when I said Cointreau, all the French people yelled at me, it's Cointreau. I'm like, okay. What else? Gringala.
Oh, really? So it's Cointreau?
It's Cointreau.
Cointreau.
Cointreau. Yeah.
France does it wrong.
Dude, listen, what do you mean? I got berated when I used the wrong.
Step back, man.
Yeah. Tis roaches over there. I got it wrong, and I got a lot of comments, so I'm going to go with the fact that since people were telling me I was wrong, I was wrong. Okay, what about Grand Marnier? You've got smooth lemon, like a little orange, little citrus play, a little like Sprite, but like kick it up a notch and make it smooth.
Grand Marnier.
Grand Marnier. Bourbon. Scotch. Come on. There's so many. Baron Jaeger. I mean, there's so many things you're missing out on. Okay, melon liqueur. You must like melon liqueur. It's like Pucker, right?
Midori.
Dolph Lundgren cocktail. All right.
Midori sour.
The Dolph Lundgren requires
Grappa.
2 ounces orange juice, 2 ounces pineapple juice, 2 scoops of vanilla ice cream.
Yep, that's the one.
What?
Fucking love of God, that's
crazy.
You got a smoothie so
1 ounce brandy, 1 ounce peach schnapps, 1 ounce vodka.
Oh, was all right, there brandy in that?
So you do liquor and but that is so, you know,
homosexual. You can say it.
It's gay.
Yeah.
It sounds like it'd probably be okay, but it's
no,
like
it's not. Do not fool yourself. It's horrendous.
Really? Actually, the really funny thing is the reason that I'm talking so softly right now.
Yeah, in trouble.
Because I just got yelled at from downstairs.
Wow.
All I heard was, oh my fucking God, you're so goddamn loud.
It's not even like you have an infant in the house, though. Is she sleeping? Or is she watching Survivor or some shit? I mean, like, what?
No. Is she sleeping? No.
Not anymore.
I don't think so.
Was she trying?
I think she's trying to sleep.
Oh. You fucked up.
Yeah.